What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that for all intents and purposes is ready to become a mind-reading, shape-shifting incarnation of chaos. Oh. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry, aren't you?
I too am well.
Good intro. What's that a reference to?
To hear it.
Damn it!
The intro is a reference, it's a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we are covering the final, for now, film in our Mission Impossible series, 2023's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. Drop that part one, because it's gone. It's out of here.
Now, can I ask, when you say drop that part one, is it
no longer part one, Andy?
But I mean,
there is a sequel coming, yes.
Okay, it will be directly related
to
it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's not, I got it all here in the box, okay. Don't worry. But okay. It's well, not called part one anymore, and I don't think it's going to be called part two. Ah. Similarly, the way
you'll tell me.
Avengers Infinity War was originally going to be called Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. But then they split it.
It's Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, because they quite rightly realised people don't like to go see a Part 1 anymore.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Yeah. It's a little bit like,
I got to through two of these things.
And it's like, I'm not going to get the satisfaction of
there was big talk before everything happened that it was like, this isn't going to do as well as Fallout because it's a Part 1. And I was like, that's stupid. What stupid reasoning.
It's a bloody Mission Impossible.
Yeah, you saw the last one. He jumped out of an airplane, for fuck's sake.
Well, we'll get to that in good time, Terry. Oh, okay, I'll just wait till you enjoy your Lucozade orange.
I tell you.
Unflavored for me.
This has packs a punch, Andy. What are you drinking? Call of Duty
Monster White. You know what?
Yeah, Monster White. White.
First of all,
the drink, like, is that a flavor? White?
Yeah.
Is it?
White.
Yeah,
you know.
Paint.
First of all, I'm normally, as you know, Terry, I'm normally a pipeline punchman. And everyone else I know who's tried it absolutely hates it.
Yeah, I tried it.
Says it's pure sweet.
Yeah, I tried it. It's rotten, like.
This is what Kerry drinks. The white one. It's fine. It doesn't give me that little...
There's a reason I stopped drinking Lucozade Crystal Clear, Andy.
Because it's dog shit.
They changed it. It used to be great, and then they changed it.
Lucozade should be embarrassed at their position in the energy drink
top
game.
Of the energy
drink they're game. Not.
They certainly are.
That's not an energy drink.
No, it's right, yeah.
Maybe the top of the isotonic charts. It's like when a rock album...
But that's not an isotonic.
Are they number one in the charts? No, they're number one in the Heat Seekers fucking top 100. You know, like some bullshit side chart. Well, the listeners will get it. All right. I'm just saying. Lucozade. Then they tried...
This isn't an isotonic, though, because it's fizzy.
Well, whatever. You know, it's in that area.
I mean, it is energy. It says it on the title.
It's their big cans. It's their big jugs that they...
That's you guys.
Yeah, but Lucozade had tried to get into that market and it's...
Oh, they did bring
horrible.
Out that crap.
Oh my God.
This is like, it's like nebulous. It floats between one world and the other.
Purgatory.
Not quite. What's this?
That's just, I don't know.
That's Energy Ultra, but like...
Yeah.
It's like it floats between can energy and isotonic. And it's just its own...
Okay.
380 mils of perfection.
380 mils is what I got an issue with as well. For some
Why?
Reason. I don't know. Seems like
a little bit more in the can, but it's not too much. We get that 50 extra mils.
This is the content people tune in for.
How have you been?
I've been well. I've been better, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I had an incident during the week.
Uh-oh.
I was saving for the pod. So.
Car?
Yes, it's car related.
Yes, of course, it's car.
So I was just getting out of the car and you know, I park around the back of the house, went in through my gate, my broken gate, that those charlatan builders didn't fix, or that they fixed it but
broke again.
Well, they put it up and it broke very easily. Anyway, I'm about to get into the house and I hear this like noise and I was like, oh, the gate, because the gate tends to fall, you know. I was like, fucking gate. And then I'm putting Joe to bed and then the dog was barking downstairs. I was like, fuck it. Because like Milo was asleep. I was like, shut up. And then I was like, oh, there's obviously a knock on the door. And I was like, who the fuck is knocking at this time? It was like 9 o'clock. And he's like, yeah, we're just trying to find the owner of a black Renault Megane. I was like, that's mine. It's like, it's actually rolled down the hill. We think it's blocking the road. And I was like, shit. And so I went out the back and like, I see it. Like, it's on a bit of a hill. Like, yeah. And like, it was right in front of this other car. I was like, did it hit it? And they were like, yep. And I was like, oh, no. And I went over and there was like a big mad dent in their car. So like, I'd obviously not put the hand, and this is the thing, right? I am obsessive about the handbrake. I have a little OCD tick where I will leave my car whenever I park anywhere. I'll take 2 steps away and then I'll take 2 steps back to check and see if the handbrake is up. I'm like, yep, it's up. It's always up. But on this occasion, it wasn't. So it obviously rolled down the hill and crashed in. That was the noise I heard. And like, I was just like, oh my God. I said, I am so sad. You know, the usual sort of stuff. I was just so embarrassed. And so like, you know, she was obviously annoyed. She was lovely, but she was clearly annoyed, as you would be. But that, like, also, like, if there had been someone walking on that, like, because it has to kind of cross a road to hit this car. Like a little pedestrian, usually.
Right,
like.
Okay.
But like, people walk up and down there all the time. So like, if someone had just been walking past, it would have just hit into them. Like, I was just like, oh, I couldn't believe that I had done it.
So what's the next? Is it just through insurance?
Yeah, I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, look, I'll pay for it if I can afford it. If not, I was like, I'll go through the insurance. I was like, whatever you want to do, to be honest. Yeah. But she didn't really know how the process worked either.
This is what insurance is for, though.
Yeah, and like, all right? All of her family are guards, so they were insisting that she call the guards. And I was like, so I called. I was just trying to be as helpful as possible. And he was like, yeah, you know, normally we don't come out unless there's like an injury or something like that. But, you know, and I said, yeah, look, she wanted to, whatever. Like, he was lovely, she was lovely, and all this. We exchanged information. She sent me a quote there the other day.
20,000 euros.
It's like 2 grand. I was like, yeah, that's going to have to be insurance. Yeah. It's like, I thought maybe 400 quid or something.
It was
like
2 grand.
Yeah, just sitting there, sitting on me. And so it's gone through the insurance now. But the problem is like, every day when I leave my house, like, I leave that area and I have to turn either left or right. And the car is just dead center. So every time I even go up to turn left or right, I'm like, oh, the fucking car.
It's like, oh, you live on this floor? Yeah.
you live right here. So it's going through it all, but I was like, I can't fucking believe
that
it.
Is so frustrating.
And like, I hate putting anyone through any like
I'd say you're more angry with yourself though, like,
oh, I'm so annoyed at myself, but I'm just so, I'm like, I hate putting anyone through any sort of hassle. So the idea to put someone through this like major hassle of having to go get a quote, not been able to really drive it. She only had it 3 weeks. She said,
what kind of car is it?
It's just like a white small car. It wasn't like a fancy car, but it was like 21D or W or whatever. And she's like, I had a piece of shit out here for 10 years. I wouldn't have minded if you bumped into that sort of thing. I was like, so I was just like, I'm so annoyed about it. I'm still annoyed. Well, at least like, that is what the insurance is for. I was like,
I meant no problem with the insurance.
Doesn't seem to be. I got a text from them today saying James something is handling the case. AXA.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I was thinking like, fuck. I was like, is my tax up to date? Is my insurance up to date? Is like, you know, I had this like panic of like, fuck. But just
fucking being a grown up sucks, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it does, Terry. Yes, it fucking does. And you know what? I wouldn't even mind. Like, this happened to me. Like 2 months ago, we were in the car park in Aldi, and I was getting Miley out, and the car beside us was like reversed out, and I kind of clipped off the pram. I was like, Jesus, like, Jesus, like, relax. And then I looked in the car, I was like, there's no one in there. And I was like, so he had someone.
Oh, same thing happened with like a different car, like it rolled.
And I was like,
or he's a ghost.
And so I went in, I was like, your handbrake's off there, mate. I wasn't like that, but I was like, it's nice to be the one who's like, you've made a mistake. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was me. So I was like, fucking hell.
Nice. You know? Was that over the long weekend? Or was
that
it
was on Thursday.
So you're just easing into it.
The shit always happens at the long weekend.
You're like, what am I going to do with my 3 days? La, la, la. That's what your problem was.
Yeah, that's your problem. You weren't thinking. But anyway, yeah, that's it. So it's getting sorted, bro. It's like, oh, you know, you just don't need the hassle.
It's rough. Yeah. It's a rough one.
But, you know, whatever. Shit happens.
Yeah. Right. Well,
How the bloody hell are you, more
I'm
important?
Good. It's been all quiet on my end. TBH. Sick kids last week, so that was fun. And like, you know, I'm starting to notice, I don't remember if this was the same with Bonnie, but like Gus is now, he's 14 months.
Oh, yeah.
And he's finding his voice.
Yeah.
And
start talking gibberish, like,
no, but like finding his voice in that, he like bang bang bang,
yeah,
like, and then also like extremely clingy to Faye. Now it probably was because he was sick last week, but yeah, he's like, hey, it's me, Dad, like like, Faye, can you take the baby? He doesn't want me, yeah, like, and I hate doing that. I hate being like, here, take this, and
you don't want me.
He goes to mom and he's like, like, yeah. Come on, Bon, let's go for a walk.
It's like, excuse me, I just have to go outside for a minute. Like, alone, need to keep it together, old boy.
Light a cigarette, like,
like Ben Affleck, yeah, that meme. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Like, I was at home with him on Thursday and I couldn't get him to nap. And yeah, like, the creche had like that flu epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
So they were on like half days. So I was like, well, if I get him to nap, then I can get a few bits done, then go collect Bonnie. And it was like, just wasn't happening. And I was like, it was that. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like,
do you know, I, like, there was a long weekend, obviously, just gone, which is lovely. But by Monday, I was like, I honestly feel like if I was left there for a week with my family, who I love more than anything in the world, I would go insane.
Like, yeah, but, or...
I literally had the talk getting into my car on Friday afternoon. I was like, enjoy this. Like, enjoy this car journey. And like, you swear I was going to like the worst environment. Like, everything is great. Everyone's great. Everyone's lovely. I just, it's me.
Tough. No, but it is tough being around kids, you know? And like, I often think like, if I wasn't in work, say the roles were reversed.
Yeah.
You just give into it. And then it's like, right. I think you could. That's the thing. I think so. If you're doing it all the time, it's like doing it. Like, if you put Kerry in, you're like, okay, see ya. And like, she's sitting behind your desk and we're like, you know, that's what it is.
Press
like,
the button, people run out on fire. Okay. Don't touch anything.
But like, I think you would be fine.
You'd adapt to it.
Yeah, 100%. But when you're there for that, you're like gone for 5 days and then you're there for that short window.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. Like, I need to get out of the water.
Yeah.
It's burning my skin for some reason.
You know, I think, I don't know why I do it, but like, I feel like I go like stir crazy, where it's totally within my power to be like, hey, let's take a drive to here.
Let's go for a walk.
Or even a walk. Like, it's a nice area around where we live. I just, you know what I mean?
That's what you got to do. You got to get it like
out.
Out.
Yeah.
Get out. Like, I've been like trying to like Bonnie will like always want to get in the double buggy. And like, me and Faye were like, no, we actually need to like encourage her walking.
Yeah.
So I was like, want to walk down to the village with me? She's like, no. I'm like, why don't we take your bike down? She's like, okay.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe I'll get you a lollipop on the way, you know? Like,
sucker.
Yeah. You got to like, I don't know, incentivize
them. Yeah, exactly.
But also like, you know, it's good for you as well because you're like.
Oh, yeah. Every time it's suggested, I'm like, no, in my head. But when every time I'm out, I'm like, this is great. This is lovely.
It's a great lovely. Wouldn't I do this more often?
You know, Johnny had a sleepover there on Saturday night. And I was like, just putting, it was like, it seemed so, even though Johnny's like the easiest kid, it was like when it was just us and Myla, I was like, God, this is easy. It's like, this is what it was like when we had Johnny at this age.
Two is different.
You know, as good as they are, like, it's still, like, I didn't really cop it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably why this scene is so much more difficult than the first.
You got like,
now there's two.
You can be like, hey, go to your mom. Okay, I'm going to go do this thing.
You know what I mean?
Like, as opposed to like, you're leaving somebody with two.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I feel, you got to schedule that shit. Like,
yeah,
we were doing something, like I was cooking the dinner, Gus was having a nap. Or he tried to get him up for a nap, but he wasn't going to nap. This was on Sunday. And Faye was like, oh, I'm going to do some like stuff with our plants, water our plants and stuff. And then Bonnie was like, oh yeah, can I join in? And
he
was like, okay, yeah. But then it was like, he wouldn't get out for his nap, so I had to go up and get him, trying to do the dinner at the same time. Yeah, he's like banging the table, like, hey, old man. I'm like, I'm making meatballs here, bud. What do you want from me? And then I was kind of like, didn't want to be to Faye, like, sorry, you're going to have to stop doing that and come in here.
Help me.
I need somebody to look after this child while I make dinner for everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work. Hey, you had something that you wanted to, that you sent me earlier.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this?
Of course, yeah.
So,
did you watch it?
I watched the thing you sent me, yeah. So this is Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. This is a bit of wrestling talk, by the way, folks.
Well, following on from our Vince McMahon, what I didn't mention last week was that The Rock has been like appointed to the board of directors of TKO.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
So that was big news. And like Vince was at that, right? So he was at that.
Yeah.
And that was before the Rumble. That was another big like, oh, it's another... The Rock is... You know, back in the company, and I think he has the name The Rock now. They've given him to license The Rock. He can be The Rock as opposed to like Dwayne Johnson.
So he couldn't call himself The Rock
for
movies and stuff?
No. Uh-huh. Only if he was like WWE affiliated or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So he was, I was like, well, what a, like, that's pure like propaganda or publicity or whatever. And then it was like, so Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble, and it's been this like story that it was like he came back, like WrestleMania, beat Seth Rollins. A month later, they do the fight again, and he's torn his pectoral, and like he still does like I think it's like a Hell in a Cell match or something,
right?
Where he has like a big purple show, and like you're like you shouldn't be in the ring. What are you doing?
Yeah,
and they have a great match, but then he's gone for 6 months.
Right,
comes back at the Rumble, wins the Rumble. Goes on the main event WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. He has him beat. He's done like three of his finishing move. Here we go. And then it was like same old story with a lot of Roman Reigns like title matches where it's like somebody from his family interferes.
All right.
And like and people were like, I can't fucking believe, because it was like he's like, I'm going to finish the story.
Yeah.
My dad never had that title. All this stuff. Dusty Rhodes never had it. And people were like, Roman Reigns hasn't lost in like 3 years.
Right.
Time to get it off him.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. So they kept it on him. And like at this time, Roman Reigns, he had beaten Brock Lesnar. He'd beaten John Cena. He'd beaten everybody.
Yeah.
But they kept talking about The Rock. You know? And it's like, oh, are they ever going to get him back to face Roman Reigns? And Cody Rhodes again builds himself up this year. Wins the Royal Rumble again. 2 years in a row. And it's like, they do a promo on Monday Night Raw where it's like Seth Rollins is one champ. And he's like, you don't want to face Roman Reigns. You want to face me. I have the workhorse belt. You don't want the fucking Hulk Hogan part-timer belt. You want this belt, right? Just go to SmackDown. They're like, well, he's going to choose Reigns because he has to finish the story. Yeah. They've been talking about finishing the story. And he comes out and he's like, I'm going to take this from you, but not at WrestleMania.
Like,
and I've talked to somebody who has... I've taken counsel from them this week. And they know you better than anybody. And then The Rock's music hits and he walks out. Fucking, I'll tell you what he looks like now.
Go on.
The fucking Terminator. And I don't mean Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean the exoskeleton. Like, looking all 51 years of age that he is. Right?
I had to have it very minimized the window because I was watching it on the slide.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really get a close-up of him, but he's not looking
old.
Great.
He looks old.
He's old. Like,
yeah, I know, but he's like not in a good spot in his career.
Is he not?
No.
Oh, why not?
Well, Black Adam was like...
Tanked.
He got sacked from DC, essentially.
Because
James Gunn is like, we're resetting the table, and Black Adam is not a part
Everyone's invited except me. No, like, Black Adam's club.
But it was like, because he was like the hierarchy of the DCEU was about to change. It's like, you're right, you're out of here. See you later, Black Adam. And
I remember
so
saying that, all right.
He is going to like, he's doing an A24 movie with the Safdie, the Safdie brothers are split up, but with one of the Safdie brothers. I think it's Benny.
Benny Safdie.
Yeah, I know, right?
Good name.
So he's like, kind of like out of favor.
But isn't A24 like, isn't that a good move?
For an actor, yeah, but for the megastar brand algorithm that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it's like seen as
like a step down.
Oh, yeah, shine is a little bit off him. Like.
Huh.
And apparently, he politicked for this.
He wanted it.
He's like, it should be me. I should be the main event of WrestleMania. And basically, with signing this deal with TKO, it's like he had, I think, a couple of contractually obligated things he had to do. And he was like, well, I'm going to do WrestleMania then. Because he's like, it'll sell out. And it's like, well, it's already fucking sold out.
Yeah.
It's, but it's
WrestleMania. Like.
Yeah, so it's, but it's like, I'm going to use this as like, well, The Rock can sell out WrestleMania. It's like, right. It's pretty much sold out already, man.
Yeah.
And he basically, apparently, he's in a position now where...
Keep talking.
You yeah. couldn't, like, Triple H, who's like chief creative officer, wouldn't even be able to be like, no, it shouldn't actually be Dwayne. It should be, because this position that he has with this new company, TKO, with Ari Emanuel and all, they're like, no, The Rock, yeah, you know, he's a big business. And, you right. know, and it's like... He's
big. So The Rock is kind of shoehorning himself in here.
He's big-footed his way back. And like, I don't know if you saw, like, Cody Rhodes, he looked crestfallen.
Did he?
Like, he's the worst poker face in the business. And he just looks like The Rock, like, leans in while his music is blaring. He didn't say it, and he didn't cut a promo. He just comes out and stares at Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And Roman Reigns like, oh my God, I can't believe
not
it.
Not him.
Yeah, even though he's like...
The hell?
Like, he beat everybody. He's like, smash him, stack him. And like, this monster heel. Who, by the way, he has been brilliant. He has been brilliant as his heel. And like, I watched the whole thing. There's like an 11-minute full clip of it. And he gets on and he's like... Birmingham, Alabama, and the place fucking goes mental for him. You're like, okay, like he, I have been watching him a lot,
yeah.
like cutting promos written, but like he has them eating out of the palm of his hand, and then you have this guy fucking showing up, same way, not the same way, but it was like in 2011, 2012,
yeah.
WWE needed him,
yeah,
and he came back and big footed his way in there,
now he needs
beat
them.
CM Punk for the title. And faced John Cena at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And lost to Cena. And, like, Punk, that was one of the reasons, like, Punk was gone yeah. less than a year later.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck this, yeah. you know?
Well, he's always like that, isn't he?
He is, but, like, he was in the right in this because he'd been champ for almost a year.
Right.
At this stage.
Like, what are they going to, like, what's the longevity here?
This like, is it, like, you know? And it's like, oh, so.
And, you know, the match is going to be good.
He's going to be gassed after, yeah. like, one fucking punch or one of these. Crappy fucking punches. Like,
yeah.
He did a segment a couple of weeks ago where he was like, he came out on Raw and like beat up Jinder Mahal. And then he was like on the mic and he was like,
The Rock was? Rock,
maybe I should have a look and be at the table. I was like, you're not even in the ring 5 minutes, man. And it's like Jinder Mahal. And you're fucking blowing out your hole. He does know it. Like, you can tell he's not cardio. Like, he's massive.
Just wonder, like, why?
But like
just,
this, it's like his desperation.
Yeah.
At the moment,
like, and is that know? Like a people are talking about that? Like,
yeah, yeah,
are,
they're talking about like, well, like, what's his? You know, what have you heard about any movie he has coming out?
True, I haven't really heard of anything to do with The Rock.
He's in the down. He's like, you know,
even for
like
him,
he went back. He went crawling back to Fast and the Furious, who he said he'd never work with Vin Diesel again.
Yeah.
And he's back now. They did Fast X.
He's in the next one.
He's in his own one. Because, like, they did in Fast X, one of the post-credit sequences, like, this SWAT team come in, and it's like...
It's like not Hobbs and Shaw.
It's Hobbs, but I don't think it's Shaw. And then it's like, they're going to do that one, and then they're going to finish off Fast 11 or whatever. But it's like, he was like, I'm not going back, you know?
They're him a big and falling in,
yeah. And now the fact that he's gone, slithering on his belly to that, like, and also back to WWE, I'm like... Oh man.
The thing about it in WWE as well is that, like, he's not going to give you anything new. You know what I mean? Like,
he's going to get cooked on the mic.
Yeah,
it's not The Rock anymore. This is Dwayne.
Yeah, he's not going to be as good on the mic. He'll throw in the odd bitch where it's like, ooh, people don't say bitch, but like he'll say it or something. Maybe they do say it now, I don't know. But like, it'll be the usual sort of, you know, the same moveset. He's not going to have new moves.
He won't be fucking doing. You won't be doing that DDT where he goes around the back or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're the float over DDT. If he does that, his fucking... His peck will fly off.
Oh,
like,
that's mad.
Like, they had a... I watched the promo today where it was like, Cody Rhodes still hasn't made up his mind. And he was in the ring with Seth Rollins. And it was like, Rocky sucks. Right. And I was like... And like, really loud. The whole crowd. It's like... And now they're trying to make an angle out of it. So kind of similar with like Daniel Bryan.
Right.
All those years ago where it's like...
I would love it if The Rock came back. Not like... I mean, if they did try and have The Rock as a heel.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, not like, hey, everybody, it's me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He should be heel authority guy. That is like, I'm on the board and I'm going to put myself in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Not, like, and a new... heel, not Hollywood Rock, not corporate champ, or like acting like that, like this new exec, Dwayne. Yeah, this exec rock,
yeah,
is maybe how they could salvage something out of it. But
you know, it's just, I don't know. They have a big show, a big press conference on Thursday in Vegas for WrestleMania.
And is Cody gonna fight Seth Rollins?
I think
now?
So. And you're like, but it also makes Cody look like a fucking geek. That yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, I won the Royal Rumble.
I'm not gonna fight you though.
Yeah, even though he's like, I had you. The only reason I didn't win was because your cousin interfered or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, so
that's enough for me.
I'm gonna take everything from you, just not at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I seen Tony talking about it, saying it should be Cody, and I was like, what is this? Yeah. What is he talking about? Like,
it's just. I remember just thinking, like, this is fucking bullshit, you know? And, like, it's been a long time since, like, WWE even got me to, like, get angry.
Yeah.
But I was like...
Just fuck off.
It's just more about The Rock that I was like, this fucking guy.
I know, yeah.
You know? We don't want you. Get out of here,
it's
man.
Just, you know what it is? It's the best man in the world, and I like The Rock. It's just boring.
Yeah,
basically.
He's boring.
That's what it is, yeah. You know?
I tell you what's not boring. The 7th installment in the Mission Impossible series.
Do it.
Dead Reckoning.
Our lives are the sum of our choices. And we cannot escape the past. Ethan, this mission of yours is gonna cost you.
The world is changing. Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
It's been a long time, friend. You've no idea the power I represent. It knows your story and how it ends.
Listen to me. The world's coming after you.
His fate is written. Shall we write yours too?
If anything happens to them, there's no place that I won't go to kill you. That is written.
The trailer for 2023's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, starring Tom Cruise, directed by Christopher McQuarrie. And Andy, would you care to take a stab at the budget?
$160 million.
I'll give you another go.
Okay. $230 million.
I'll give you another go.
$295 million.
$291 million.
You know, holy shit, by the way. What the fuck? That's a lot.
COVID. This is the thing. The reason why it's so high is with the delays in COVID. And this is what a mensch Big TC is. He kept everyone
on staff. Yeah.
So that's why it's 291 million. Wow. Because like 3 years or 2 years pretty much of delayed shooting and stuff like that. But he kept.
So everyone involved in that is filthy rich, basically.
No, I mean, yeah, they love him. You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, he kept them on staff as in so people were still getting paid throughout
because
delays.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, you're here with us. Don't go anywhere. Don't take another job. And then it's like, we're shut down for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're still not going anywhere. We're still going to pay you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
wow, what a guy.
What a guy. Can I take a stab at the opening weekend?
$50 million.
$54 million.
Yes.
But you don't get the first one.
Well, if you give me another go, what's the point?
160, you guessed.
Yeah, but if you give me another go, which you did, what's the point of me even guessing if it's not going to count?
Okay.
Two for two.
No, one for two.
Two for one and a half.
No, you're not going to have. Took you three goals.
All right,
right?
Come on then.
All right, go on
Stickler.
Then. Dirk Stickler. Domestic total.
440 million.
Domestic total. Not worldwide.
130 million.
172 million. Worldwide.
Worldwide. 465.
568.
Ooh, okay.
It is the fourth highest grosser worldwide, but the second lowest domestic grosser in the series. So it goes
Fallout. Well, when you say fourth highest, I mean
seven.
Third lowest. Like,
what? No.
If it's the fourth highest,
so, yeah.
Doesn't that mean also it's the third lowest out of the seven?
No, because it goes three, two, one, seven, four, five, six. So it's right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
There's three below it, three above it.
Okay.
But it's the second lowest domestic. So it's, wow. it's literally Mission Impossible 3 and then this domestic. Now,
ooh.
The critical mistake Paramount made, and this is why ATC is not so happy with them, is they released it a week before Barbenheimer.
Ah, right.
And there was a whole month of nothing that, like, if you release it in June,
yeah,
you're away. But, like,
and why didn't they?
Because they're idiots.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Were they trying to actually compete and spoil the Barbenheimer party?
I don't know. Like, it just like never made any sense to anybody.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Critics, yeah. 82.
96.
Wow.
Audience?
88.
94.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got
okay.
one.
Okay, well, fine. Yeah. I'm
okay.
fine with that.
Oh. That's okay.
You feel bad about it?
Yeah. McHugh had told TC that he wanted to take a break from Mission Impossible. I have a lot of stuff to get through. And go off and do a smaller film. He said this while he was working on Fallout. And Cruise agreed because, you know, you've done a lot of work for me, my friend.
You've revived my career, my yeah. friend.
You are blessed. Paramount, however, turned around and said, "We want another Mission Impossible movie as quick as you can. Fallout was an absolute smash." And Macquarie said, he's like, "Okay, if you want that, then we have to go to Italy tomorrow and scout a location." They were like, "Okay." And he's like, "Fuck." He basically said, "If I do another movie, there's no way I'm getting this Mission Impossible movie done." And he was kind of like bullish. He was like, "Yeah, they won't say yes to this."
Yeah.
And then they did. And he was like, "Well, we were off to the races."
And
like,
did he want to do another movie with Tom Cruise? Or
he says he has like a bunch of other movies planned for after 8 with Tom Cruise. Rated R thriller.
Rated R.
Yeah. Oh, like, Tom Cruise swearing again.
Yes.
I tell you, I watched Jack Reacher last night because it was on. And I was like, oof. And that was directed by Macquarie. And I'm like, there's like a 70s influenced potboiler.
So would you kind of like to see them break free, McHugh and TC, break free of the MI mold?
Yeah, for a little bit. Like, you know, I mean, you can't keep going forever. Yeah. Like, you know, so...
be interesting to see what else they could do together.
Yeah,
you know?
You could, like, you can
especially
do,
if it's all right. Give me
a fucking thriller, like, with a gun.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like, he's a fucking mobster or something.
Give me Collateral 2. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, something like that.
You know?
Okay, Macquarie and Tom Cruise came up with the AI angle almost 10 years ago when they initially started work on Top Gun Maverick together. You know, Macquarie wrote the script. Maverick is more about unmanned planes, you know, versus real humans.
Okay, yeah.
And he said that if COVID delays hadn't happened, it would seem less prescient. But because the movie was pushed back 3 years and at the time, the big discussion, the two strikes that were going on at the time, the writer strike and actor strike, two of the key like arguments in that were against AI.
Right.
He said
it just
coincided quite nicely. But he said, "I knew this was my fear about AI, it kind of accelerated very quickly and it just coincided quite nicely," to be honest.
Interesting.
McHugh had said that he initially wanted Hayley Atwell to star in Ghost Protocol, but the timing didn't work out, and then he had written the character of Ilsa for her, but again, they couldn't make it work, and after meeting Rebecca Ferguson, he reshaped the character of Ilsa for her. It was kind of supposed to be something a little bit different with Hayley in there. Production started in Venice on February
20, 2020. Oh, my.
It was quickly shut down due to COVID-19.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah.
He tells a story. It was like, okay, it's in Venice. Let's go to Rome. And then it was like, they got to Rome. They're like, "No, this is ground zero. Back to Venice."
God.
So he's like, "Okay, we were stuck here." And he said, he's like, "Oh," he's like, "Cruise knew like this wasn't going away. Yeah. We were like, oh, you know, it'll be 6 weeks. Or and he's like, no, like we need to change the way we do everything.
Mm.
Hence that clip of him going mental.
Shut this whole fucking movie down. Because is it?
Apparently the stuff they put in place for this movie was copied industry-wide. And that's when he's like, everyone has a watch on us. All their eyes are on us. Because they were like, if we can keep going in a safe environment like this, then other movie productions do not, like, it's not going to be the end of the theatrical experience.
Right. Just thinking about this movie. He's thinking about movies.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing. Ethan Hunt will do anything to save everyone. And Tom Cruise will do anything to save movies on the big screen. Like, that's it. Like, yeah, you know? Yeah. So when the two guys broke protocol, he kind of went... No, this is the last page.
Okay.
In 2019, when scouting locations, Macquarie and TC thought they had the perfect thing for the climax, a full-scale train crash. Macquarie had stated that the only thing he wanted to do with this was blow up a train.
Right.
And Tom Cruise said he wanted to jump off a mountain on a motorbike. Great. So they said, we can do both. And they found the perfect place they wanted to do it, in the Swiss Alps. But the government said, ah-ah. So there was a Polish-American producer on staff, and he recommended a 492-foot long bridge that was still standing since World War II. And they were like, okay, let's blow it up. However, history and railway enthusiasts protested and were appalled by the decision to demolish it. But the government, I don't know if this is because they offered them a shitload of money. Yeah. They're like, we're going to demolish it anyway, so and build a new one.
Oh, so they really did demolish it?
No, like, they blew that bridge up, at the end. And then The Big Jump was filmed on day one of shooting.
Wow, day one.
Because they basically said that they wanted to know if they could do it or not. So it's like, right, if it's going to work on day one, great. If it doesn't work on day one, we'll have to rewrite the movie entirely. Right. And he did the stunt 6 times for the cameras, but he had been training for like months beforehand. It was far and away the most complicated thing and dangerous that he'd ever done. He had trained for the stunt by making more than 500 skydives and 13,000 motocross jumps over an 80-foot mound.
And how many motocross jumps?
13,000.
Jesus.
And he's trained for a year in base jumping.
For this one bit?
Yeah.
Wow.
For that whole thing, because there's a bit
in it. It is crazy, isn't it?
There's a bit in it where I'm like, he's like on the bike, he's like, and it's like a hedge. And then he just like jumps out. It's just here. And I'm like,
yeah,
how the fuck did you do that? What?
I was thinking that when I seen him on the bike. I'm like, oh, jeez, you can really fucking move on that thing.
He's like, but I was like, it's a pretty big hedge. It's like, you know, 5 feet. And he's like, Andy, you have your arms folded. You seem a bit skeptical. A
body language expert, huh?
Yeah.
You know,
tell
what
you thought about it.
Do you know what? Like all Mission Impossibles, it did rip. Okay. Just to clarify that now. I would say it was the dumbest one.
Silly.
Is it?
Silly.
I wasn't sure if that. I thought the entity thing
was... Two is the dumbest.
Yeah.
Two.
But I almost don't count that.
Of course.
I almost don't count that like the Hulk in the MCU. I mean, maybe that's a bit...
That's a good comparison.
But, you know, but I thought this was... It was the dumbest one. It's like... I feel like the movies are becoming a little bit, what's the word? Not a parody of themselves. That's a bit harsh, but just a little bit like...
This is like the most Bondian movie.
Yeah,
you know?
I thought that the entity thing was stupid.
I like it.
Fucking stupid, I thought. This like rogue AI.
So where we going, man?
I just thought that was dumb. I thought the dialogue as well was noticeably worse.
Really?
Yeah. And like, you know what I noticed as well? How formulaic it was. Maybe it's been like this for all movies. But I was really aware this time of like, you know, if there's like a room of people talking, like they're talking to Carrie Elwes or whatever it is. And like each person gets their own little line. It was, you know, where it's like...
That's on purpose in this movie.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was kind of like, and that means... blah blah blah. Yeah. Next person, which means blah blah blah, and then the next person's like, you know, like it's like all have their little one liner.
Yeah, that's on purpose.
One, like no one's talking over each other. They're just like you, then you, then you, which means whatever. Yeah. Doomsday.
I love it. The second time around, I love it so much more.
And like Luther,
I was with you the first time when I was like, it's a bit odd. And then like, I watch it this time, I'm like, oh no, it's kind of like weird. And like, there's Dutch angles at the wazoo. We're like, oh, we're back. Like in the first movie almost, like, you know?
Like, you know what? Like, I was along for the ride. It did feel a bit long. It was long. 2 hours 45 or
it's
whatever.
Not 2:45 now. I thought
yeah, 2:30 or whatever.
Yeah. It's like 15 minutes of credits.
Yeah. But like, I have to say, in terms of the whole franchise, this would probably rank near the bottom.
See, I had that thought because when I saw it,
yeah,
and somebody asked me like, where would it rank? Like, is it as good as like 4, 5, 6? And I was like, like probably below 4, but above 3.
Yeah.
And like, this time around, I was like, and then we're 20 into it, I'm like, jeez, I feel like I've only just sat down, like, you know? Because you have the whole thing at the start with like, you're like, where's Tom Cruise? Where's Benji? Where's everyone?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, we're in a Russian sub. And like, Macquarie has kind of talked about Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
And I love that whole thing where it's like, I love anything in a submarine where it's like 500 meters.
Yeah,
you know, 400. Yeah, and it's like, again, like the camera's kind of going fucking mental.
Yeah.
You're like right close up in all these guys' faces. And then, you know, that blows up and it was like, oh, it was the entity all along.
Then
straight away you're like fucking Tom Cruise hides a horse in the desert.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, how do you get a horse?
No, we're over here.
It's like, no, but like, I mean, you know, he gets the thing and he...
Oh yeah,
he gets the message from.
He's like lying down with the horse, like they think he's dead with the horse.
I don't know. It's like he teaches a horse how to hide, and then like he's like, I thought that was like this time around as well. I was like, that's so fucking cool, that like sandstorm scene.
Yeah, because the fact that he did really get up with the horse, then like still on it, like let's
not a banner on him, like. And then you get the scene where Cary Elwes, and it's like that like musical. Chairs, dialogue. Like,
I
know,
it was just like, it was the first time like, I noticed
past it. Past the parasol dialogue.
Yeah, that's what that's it was. Better, where it was like, no one, there's not one person stuttering or talking over each other. It's just, here's my line, now my line. And I noticed it with Luther and, what's your man, Simon Pegg's character.
Benji.
I noticed that a little bit as well, where they're explaining something to someone. Mm. And it's like no one talks this way.
Yeah, but it's a movie. You
know, I know. But it was like, this was the first time I'd noticed it. And I don't know why. I thought that I tell you who was my favorite thing about the movie, fucking Kittredge, man.
Yeah,
I was so happy to see him back. I could listen to him talk all day.
Like that scene is weird, but also I'm like loving it where he's like, the IMF, he's like the World Bank, Impossible Mission Force. Like, sorry, like,
you've got to be kidding.
Like he's like, we just leave word, and he's like, so wait, you just leave a note with some mystery man?
Yeah,
and he's like. Yeah, if they choose to accept it. Like, all that shit is
And I like the thing with Kittredge on the phone where he's like, are you in danger? And he's like, say, you know, whatever.
Hang up
in 5 seconds if you're in danger.
And then he's like, how do you think you're going to get out of here? And he's just like,
he's already wearing the Kittredge mask.
Of course. And that's like 35 minutes in. And then you get the title card. You hadn't even had the credits.
I know, I know. Do you know what? I have to say, I always punch the air when the titles come on, because it's always like a real like dun dun dun.
And I was mistaken that I said, oh, it was everyone that you see.
Oh yeah,
it's not in 2 or 3,
right?
But it is in all the other ones where it's like, here's a little trailer of what's going to happen in the movie.
I like that.
Yeah,
I love the intros.
And then the fucking Abu Dhabi airport, fucking,
I like the airport scene,
brilliant. Like,
I like the whole, and I like the addition of your one. I don't know what her name is.
Hayley Atwell.
Yeah,
Grace.
I thought she was, her character was good.
I read a good tweet where it's like, Rebecca Ferguson shows up in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. You're like, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And then it's like 10 minutes later, it's like, well, oh my lord. And it's like, literally, it's
get
like,
out of here.
It's like Rebecca Ferguson, Hayley Atwell, then you have Pom Clementeef, who is stunning in her own way.
Who's she?
She's your one, Paris.
The blonde?
Yeah, like
the Asian one or the other one?
The Asian one. And then you have Vanessa Kirby come back. It's like 4 absolute stunners. Like,
yeah, I know.
And I love the airport scene. I love the fucking introduction of the guys, Shea Whigham, and it's the guy, he's in Top Gun Maverick. So apparently Tom Cruise liked them so much in Top Gun Maverick. He was like, hey, want to come over to Mission Impossible with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so Top Gun Maverick was before this.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick was in the can, ready to come out 2019, I think, and then they delayed it to 2020, and then COVID happened, and then it was 2021, I think, or 22.
Oh, okay.
So like, but like that was done, I think it was like finished 2018.
Okay.
And this was finished 2021.
Okay.
End of 2021, like. So.
But yeah, like it was, yeah, like, you know what, like the whole, like the bike scene where he's jumping over, it did look amazing. Him on a bike in general is amazing.
Yeah, like the fucking Rome, like, car chase.
Yeah, that was great.
So fucking
that was
good.
Great. And that's like, that was very good.
I think your one is brilliant. Paris, as like when she's behind the wheel of that tank, she's like,
she was great. Actually,
she's so good. You know who she is?
No,
she is Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2.
Oh,
the one with the like sleep.
Oh, yeah. No way.
She's fucking dead.
I liked her in this.
And she's like, you know, apparently now, I don't want to say in the cult of Cruise, because he is in a real life cult. But like, she's talked about him being like, hey, Tom Cruise taught me how to skydive now. Like, you know, all this stuff.
He's taking
like
her under his
pretty
wing.
Pretty much like, you know, yeah. And it seems to be anybody.
And after a brief personality test, I was ready to work with Tom.
But it seems to be anybody that works with him, like, yeah, like, I didn't realize this came up in my research. Simon Pegg, excuse me, is a raging alcoholic, and that's why I was like, he's no fun anymore. It's like, oh yeah,
cause is
he? Yeah, apparently.
No way.
He's been battling with sobriety, and
is that why he looked like shit in that video?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. And
God,
I kind of feel bad now, but it was like,
yeah, you were really slating him.
He was excluded from like a press thing. And
no
Tom
way.
Cruise was like, no, I was like, I'm not coming unless I'm not giving up on Peg, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So they get him in.
Now, I hate to cut you off at the knees, Terry, but I am also conscious.
I gotta talk more about this.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta talk
I'm
more
just
about
saying.
This. So you get that scene when they go to Venice.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about Ilsa. Ilsa, like,
yeah.
I was very upset when she was killed by that schmuck Gabriel.
At first, I didn't like your man Gabriel.
He's good, though.
And then I liked him towards the end. I was like, bad casting. That's the first thing I thought of when I was like, this guy.
He's no Henry Cavill.
No, and then I was, but
he's
then
he's barely even a Dougray Scott.
But then the more it went on, and he got kind of more cold and calculated, I was like, he actually can pull this off.
The thing that clicked for me when they're in the big fucking rave in Venice, and he's like talking. He's like, you've stepped into a world of lies. You know whose voice he was?
Yeah.
Or he could be, if they ever wanted to do it again. He could be Brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, he could. Yeah.
He has that like, Orson Wellian
of course.
Voice. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, Ethan.
Idiot. Yeah, he could.
Like, that thing there I thought was brilliant. Like, just him running and he's sent the wrong way. He had the fight on the bridge with Hayley Atwell, and then it's like the fight on the bridge with Ilsa, and he like plunges.
Yeah,
I was like, no, you can't kill Ilsa.
I'll be honest, I felt nothing about that. Ilsa means nothing to me.
You're dead inside.
Well, yeah, and like, in I mean, people obviously, if I had been Benji or Luther or someone like that. For some reason, Ilsa was like only kind of like a little. She's only in the background in this movie. You know what I mean?
Well, because yeah, but she also you see when he sees her,
yeah,
like he's like it's a big deal.
Yeah, he's devastated.
Yeah, so I'm devastated.
Personally, I could take it or leave it, but I do remember. But like, if someone else had died, I don't know what it was about Ilsa in this one. I was just a bit like, she was kind of there as a. She was barely in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she because. You knew because he's like, oh, he's brought in a new one.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Sorry, Rebecca, pack your bags. Yeah. We got a new blonde, a brunette for Tom to swoon over. Like,
I was thinking that when about halfway through, I'm like, I wonder, I know he does, but I was like, I wonder, does Cruise handpick these women to be in with him?
I remember reading something that I think that like him and Atwell were an item a little bit.
Oh.
When this was happening, but that could just be paper talk because I don't think he fucks anymore. Like, I don't think Cruise fucks.
I'm sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
Do you think?
Yeah,
of Of course he does.
He's a romantic abnormality. No, he doesn't.
What's he? Well, granted, apart from the fact that he's 60 or something,
he's too focused on making saving the movie industry. I want to talk about the end.
Okay.
I want to talk about the train.
Please.
And like, I love all the business on the train. I love
the train scene. I
like the mask. Like, so the mask breaks, so he has to, you know, get on the train separately. And when Grace has the mask on, Vanessa Kirby plays as Grace so fucking good.
Yeah, she does, good.
Like,
yeah.
You get the whole, like, the two boys are, like, on the train looking for Hunt, and then they run into Kittredge. And he's like, I'm not here. And then you get, like, they're on top of the train, like in the first one. They're back.
Do you know, the only thing I thought that that train scene was lacking, if I may, was the sense of danger from the passengers. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like, I just thought, like, it would have been nice just to, like, because it was great. I thought it would have been perfect if they had have had a little bit of, like, you know, oh my God, or he's like, calm down. You know, like, it was kind of like you didn't even really see the passengers.
Well, they kind of
build the tension.
They kind of do it because it's like, he's like, after Cruise is on top of the train with Shea Whigham and Degas. And he's like, Degas is like in French. And he's like, Madame, mademoiselle, please. And he's Shea Whigham is like, everybody in the back of that train.
I suppose I just wanted a little bit more of that just to be like, you know.
The jump. What can you say?
Cruise's jump?
Yeah. What can you say?
It was stunning.
And when he's like, I'm trying to get off this mountain. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when I watched it the first time, I was like, I did not expect them to have, like,
him delivering lines.
Dialogue while he's, like, base jumping, essentially.
It looked incredible.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like, and then I love how it's like, oh, Grace is done for.
Yeah.
And then he just comes, like,
through the window.
And, like, the proper, like, I'm alive. I'm alive.
It's that sort of comedic timing of it. So his, good. Like, oh, I made it.
Yeah. There's lots of that. And even, like, in the car stuff where he's like, I'm sorry, this never normally happens. And she's like, no, it's fine. Take your time. And it's like, oh, erectile dysfunction joke. Ah.
The whole thing with the trains falling and all brilliant. That. I thought that was really good.
That,
it was like,
that's the only bit that the CGI is a little bit.
Do you know?
The CGI, like, when they're... You can tell it's CGI.
Yeah.
But you can also tell that they're hanging...
Yeah.
Like, off a rock wall or something that. Like, you know, so...
I think the use of CGI sometimes takes away from the realness. Do you know what I mean?
They use it very sparingly, though. Like,
I felt like the background in this movie was very polished or something. You know what I mean?
Well, there might have been
an element of fakeness to it.
There might have been because of COVID. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like,
but I felt that in the last one as well, where it was like,
I mean,
they do some great stuff.
You were wrong about the last one. I will tell you that now. There's very little stitching.
But like, even... I don't think I am.
You are.
I don't think I am. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, it's wrong.
Okay.
So now the next one is going to be... Because he does the old switcher. I mean, I love the close-up magic is back in this
that
one.
I was laughing at the start where he's doing the magic. I'm like, oh, he's a magician as well.
Well, he was a magician in the first one, if you don't remember, where he has the discs.
He has the
discs, and he's like, is it this or is it this one? And then, like, John Renault was like, and it's like, that was the real disc, Ethan.
And there's literally nothing he can't do.
I love Ving Rhames, where he's like, I have to go now, Ethan. You're going to be running around on trains and shit. I can't do that. So I'm going to go offline somewhere safe. I'm leaving the movie. But I'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah, he did. He didn't come back from then.
He's like, I can't do this stuff anymore.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Even though we're the same age in real life.
I forgot that. I remember him saying that. He's just like, oh, he really doesn't show up for the rest of the movie.
I have to go offline.
Somewhere offline where no one
can. And hack into this hard drive.
It was kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's that... The other thing that kind of... This is the one kind of fault I will throw at him. One fault. Is that the audience is ahead of Tom Cruise and everybody else for pretty much the whole movie. Because we know what the key unlocks.
Yeah.
The code
yeah, yeah.
for the entity. And nobody else does bar Gabriel and Cary Elwes, who's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then he gets his throat
slit. The way he gets his throat slit, I wasn't expecting that. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And then he turns on Paris and she ends up saving the day.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're coming up through like the food carriage,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
oil and fire.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck, get away. Like,
I know, yeah. That's probably hot right there. Don't touch that.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, I would say if I was...
Yeah, give me a rating.
If I was rating
fuck,
it...
Fuck, I love this movie.
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
7? This,
yeah. It was a bit dumb, but it was fun.
Yeah. It's dumb fun?
Yeah.
9 for me. Let's do your rankings of the lot.
Okay. I would put in bottom place...
2.
Yeah.
Gotta be 2.
I mean, 2 was kind of...
Shite, like...
Yeah, but it was like Face-Off. Like, you know... It was kind of...
But then you gotta put 3 in there because you didn't watch 3.
I'm gonna have to put 3 bottom because okay. I didn't see 3. Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you.
Then I would probably... Put.
Don't do this.
I'd probably go 2.
Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 7. Then I would put Fallout, then 1, then Ghost Protocol, and then Rogue Nation, number 1.
It's unbelievable. Fallout 4.
Yeah, but like only because I thought one was special to me.
One is special.
And it's different than every other one. And
except this one.
Yeah, I thought one is miles different than every other Mission Impossible.
It is. It's more lower down.
Yeah.
So one is your number 3. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Ghost Protocol.
Then Ghost Protocol, and then...
Wow, Ghost Protocol.
Actually, you know what? I'd probably swap... Now that you mention it, I'd probably have 1 as number 2.
Yeah, and Rogue Nation number 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. What about you?
So my number 7 is 2, 6 is 3.
Hold on. Now you're going to have to say the
bottom numbers. Is Mission Impossible 2.
Bottom is Mission Impossible 2.
Number 7. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Number 6 is Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
Number 4 is Mission Impossible 1. Number 3 is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. Number 2 is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. And number 1 is Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay.
Dead Reckoning has jumped 2 places in this watch for me.
Oh.
Fuck, I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it.
And were you surprised
that yeah, it jumped? I was. I was not expecting because I was like...
The difference watching a movie again can really change, right? Like,
yeah. I was like, this is a fucking breeze. Like... Yeah. And it's not like it felt long the first time I watched it, but like I was like, I'm not going to be able to watch 2.5 hours tonight.
Yeah.
And it was like 1 hour 45 and I was like, I better get to bed. But also like I want to stay up for another hour. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? So yeah, I loved it.
All in all, I would say like the series itself was a success.
Yeah, well, me too. Is Ed Harris your Kittredge? Your Ed
Kittredge.
Harris? Yeah.
I don't have a line reading. I couldn't think of a good line. Kittredge was... I couldn't take my eyes off him, especially around the start where he's talking to Cruz at the start and it's real close on his face. I'm like, his eyes are a bit watery and all. I'm like, I can't take my eyes off this guy.
The so-called greater good are over.
Yeah! I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know why this guy is so captivating to me, but he really is.
I think I'm going to give it to Hayley Atwell.
Nice.
Because there's a bit at the end where he's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And she's just like... not talking or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
That was good.
Really good.
That was good.
Cruise is great as always. Like,
of course.
You know, yeah. Fuck.
I would say it was a success. You know, I would. Yeah, I think so.
Now's the moment of truth, Andy.
Okay. Ooh, I've been peeping these envelopes for all episode. What do you got for me, Terry?
We have choices galore. Okay. We have a genre.
He's got envelopes out the wazoo here, folks.
A genre, a year, a director, or an actor. You got to choose one, and then the other three go back in the pack.
Can I? Okay.
No, you can't.
I don't have any other info.
No.
Oh, fuck.
So,
can you tell what the year is?
8 episodes per.
Oh,
per
this
thing,
is
right?
Such a fucking big decision. Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. Okay, I've picked stuff that
okay.
I think you.
I might actually like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna try and force you
okay,
anymore.
Okay, thank you. Genre. Take a hike.
Oh, that's the good one too.
You gotta give me more info then. I can't. If I'm year, can I ask for a clue on the year? Oh, there's two options for the
there's
year.
There's two options. So you're like.
Is one of them start with 19 something?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them is from the 90s.
Okay.
And one of them is from the 2000s.
Keep that handy.
Okay. Turn it that way.
And then there's director. Forget director. Don't care about that.
Okay.
Actor. I mean, that could be anything, though.
I know you're a fan of both of them. One would be interesting because you mightn't have seen a lot of his stuff, and the other one might just be a pretty good time because you're a big fan of him.
Is Spielberg one of the directors?
No.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave that.
I can make it for...
No. Okay, we'll go with either year or actor, okay?
Here we go.
Fuck. I'm gonna go year because I don't want to be held down by watching the same actor all the time, just in
good
case.
Good choice. Okay. Right. Here are your choices.
1997 or 2007? You know what I'm picking, don't you? Give me... Oh, 8, though.
8. And they're wildly different movies. 2007 is the year that they're saying, you know, 1999 is the... I didn't pick 99 because we've done a few 99 ones already.
Yeah.
So 2007 is like the one that's like, this was the next best great movie year. Mm. And 97 is, I know you'd expressed an interest in it before.
I do think 1997 is the best year of all time. Give me 97.
Okay.
Okay, folks, I'm opening the envelope. Now, I have literally just seen this recently.
Okay, we'll swap it out.
Okay.
Read it so that people know.
Oh, sorry. Jackie Brown. Yeah.
I didn't think you'd watched it.
I just watched it a couple of months ago. But maybe we'll change that one. Breakdown. Never heard of it.
Kurt Russell.
Okay. L.A. Confidential. Starship Troopers. I have seen that. Hey, Men in Black.
Yeah. Like a Christmas.
Cube. Oh, yeah. 12 Angry Men. Okay, that's 97.
It's the remake, the William Friedkin remake.
Ooh.
Starring gross. Jack Lemmon.
Ooh, Gross Point Blank.
Now, there's an asterisk on Gross Point Blank.
Change that?
Yeah, you can change it.
I'd like to change it.
Yeah, all right.
I hate Mini Driver.
Okay.
So much.
But we'll change. I'll find two more. Okay. For...
I want to look at the other envelopes.
No.
Let me look at the other envelopes.
No.
Give me one alternate.
Of what?
I'm not thrilled with my pick.
Well, you picked it, man.
No, we make the rules.
What do you want to see?
Just give me...
No, wait, it's got to be a year. You picked year, okay? So I'll let you have a
why?
Look.
Why? Because we make the rules.
Yeah, I know, but...
Just let me close my eyes and just put my hand over an envelope. And then we'll choose between us. Between what I've just picked.
I know what I would have wanted, okay?
Well, that's... Yeah, okay. I pick... This. What is that? Oh, Stallone. Oh, can I open it?
Yeah, you can open it.
Yeah,
don't get too soft on you.
Look, you've gone through all the trouble of making these. At least let me have a look at you some of them. Oh, let's do Stallone.
All right.
Rocky, First Blood, Cliffhanger, Demolition Man, Rocky IV, Copland. And Creed, Terry, Stallone. Oh my god.
Well, that's the week's clip there anyway for Instagram.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, Terry.
Okay,
oh,
great.
I'm so glad you let me pick again.
You know what? Me,
fuck yeah.
Me buying that Stallone box set 3 years ago for this day really has paid off. Let me tell you.
You fucking beauty, you. Excellent.
Great. Okay.
Might have bet now. Fucking great. Now, are we going straight into it?
You can have a week off if you like.
Boom. I mean, we'll still record.
Yeah, but like if you want to do a week of...
Let me pick one.
Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I give you like 24 hours?
Absolutely, man.
Excellent.
I will get that watched over the weekend.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Do you want to see what else it had?
Yeah. If you've gone through the trouble, I definitely want to see.
You can't open them though, right?
Okay. Heists. Okay. Affleck. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's that? Coen Brothers.
Yeah, these are locked in, by the way. These are our choices.
Sequels. Oh, that's an interesting one.
That was the one I wanted.
Oh, Scorsese.
Excuse me. They're all Scorsese that you haven't seen.
Okay.
We're doing Stallone. Great.
Fucking great. Very happy with this.
All right.
Well, I didn't even know Stallone had so many good ones in his locker. Like.
Jesus Christ, the time.
Yeah, we're not doing the second episode, are we? Anyway.
Why don't you tell the good folks where they could find us?
They can find us on Instagram. At What's So Great About Pod. You can also find us on TikTok at the same name. And you can find us on Twitter at WSGAPod. Where else can they? What else can they? You talk now.
If you want to come over behind the paywall, that is patreon.com/whatsogreatabout. You can find all of our back catalogues, including our first ever miniseries on the MCU, which is more of a maxi series, really. 23 episodes, I think. Thereabouts.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then we also did 90s action movies, curated by the man sitting across from me, Andy Cantwell.
It's a good one.
Yeah, some good stuff there. And then we had What's So Great About Ryan Gosling and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. We also have a bunch of one-off episodes, top fives, Perfect Day, Dream Festival. We pitch each other movies. It's a good time. We do some album reviews. We just did Enemy of the State. I think.
Excuse me?
Enemy of the State. Jesus, give me a break.
I tell you, I couldn't listen back to that.
That was good.
It was a good episode. I hate listening to myself when I'm gushing about something. I'm listening to it, I'm like, slow down, shut
it's
up.
It's enjoyable.
Stop it.
I like about listening to podcasts is when people are enthusiastic. You know what I mean?
Yes, I was that.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Feel better?
Sure.
Yeah. And if you can't afford the €5 low fee, well, you can do me something else. You can give me a rating, a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice. Now, Andy.
Yeah.
In this movie, mm-hmm. there are two cruciform keys that when they go together make one whole key. But I don't want a 2-star review or a 1-star review. Get the fuck out of here. I want a 5-star review. Yeah, give us a rating or review, please. Very helpful. Or a big thanks to the old social interaction, social media interaction.
Big
that
time.
Is. Yeah, and he was very happy. He got some likes and he got some comments.
Just give
and
us
all.
Something.
Yeah.
Just give us something. Is all
Look
I
at
ask.
His little face there.
I was gonna the clip that I was gonna put out was going to be about me giving out about the social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, I'm glad we put in the expletive ridden rant about Vince McMahon. Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
and
good
it goes
stuff.
On like, you know, we already got them in here. What do we really need to hustle them? Yeah. Where are you taking me? Until next week, we want to say goodbye. Thanks for supporting the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Andy loves you. You get the big L from me behind the paywall. That's part of the €5. And till next week, on Andrew's mystery movie.
Hey.
I'm going to say goodbye.
And I will also say goodbye. Thank you very much.
Goodbye to Tom Cruise for the moment.
Yeah, I'd be sad to see him go.
Say goodbye to Hollywood Tom.
Hey, to quote Billy.
There's your song. I put that on a tee for you there.
Okay, I'll
say
take it.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Here's the... No, not the boss. I was going to say the boss. Jesus Christ.
Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
All right, goodbye.